producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Fix Bayonets. We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
By the way, I didn't get to this breaking news when Mercola was on. It's up on DrudgeReport.com. It's also on Infowars.com. People make fun of NASA with blowing up rockets. One blew up earlier this week, $500 million. Resupplying the International Space Station. Well, that's because the operator deliberately destroyed the rocket because they thought that it was unstable. Well, now it's being reported by the LA Times, Virgin Galactic Spaceship 2 crashes during testing. Yeah, we'll see how that does now with your space plane when you try to get people on board those. I mean, they can't even hardly get these things into space. Let me just tell you something right now. They're being given designs that are 30 years old as kind of a joke by the British Aerospace and U.S. Aerospace. I happen to know from classified sources about those space planes. That model is a Marine troop carrier, basically. I shouldn't even get into this stuff. That's a Marine Corps, British Marine style. The U.S. has one. They declassified part of it about 10 years ago. I think it was like in Popular Mechanics or something. But they don't deploy them because they tend to, every fifth or sixth mission, blow up from the intel I've got. So, I mean, this is just not easy. This is not safe. It's a smaller model than what the Marines were trying to develop, but it's a space plane. They've been trying to put them in orbit for 50 years. They got a bunch of them. They've gone on unmanned because they don't tend to blow up as easy. But there you go. Let's go ahead and let's talk to Jennifer in Illinois. Jennifer, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
I am just calling to complain. About the Illinois governor election. Basically, I don't know if you went over the way the GOP tried to keep the libertarians off the ballot.
It's horrible. The GOP is disgusting.
Yeah, they're very disgusting. And for the past 2 weeks, I've gotten these mail ads from the GOP. I haven't gotten any from the Democrats, which is surprising.
Well, see, this has gone on so long where the GOP's block libertarians, we're just taking them over. So whereas right. I say go for libertarian candidates, if there's a Republican that's good, though, vote for them over a libertarian because we want to take over the House and Senate. But the Republicans have done horrible things, not just to other libertarians, but to people like Ron Paul and others. So the Republican leadership is basically the same as the Democrats.
Right, and it is. And you've got Rayner and you've got Quinn, who basically, there's not hardly any difference between those two at all. But my complaint is the ads that I have gotten from the GOP, not one ad are they attacking the Democrats at all. They are attacking Chad Grimm. Calling him a Democrat agent, since he was allowed on the ballot, which just a few minutes of looking up, I could find out that the judge that allowed the libertarians on the ballot in Illinois was a Republican. So, you know, basically them saying that the Democrats, you know, just allowed him on the ballot to take away votes from Rayner, that theory's just,
I hear you. Do a YouTube video about it. Speak up. You are the media. I got to jump. We're out of time. I apologize to Nick and Jordy. Call back again, and I'll get you in there. I hear you, ma'am. Politics is a very, very dirty situation, and that's why we all need to get involved ourselves, run for office, or support people that we know. Not that it's a perfect system. It's terrible. Getting good people to get into the process will give us more eyes on the ground to report on the corruption and the problems. All right. Great job of the crew. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, sponsors. Thank you, good Lord above. Everybody have a safe, good weekend. Pray for all the kids out there. They're going to be grabbed by Satanists today and killed. We know that goes on. The media tries to cover it up. And don't forget the CDC now purchasing body bags for Ebola. Infowars.com. From the water to spirits for itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
You could accept the fact that the city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean?
Biblical.
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Dead.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes, the dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm Alex Jones. This is a breaking Ebola news update. In a moment, I'm going to break down some very important developments where the World Health Organization itself is now saying that the incubation period is not just 21 days, but can be up to 41 days. This was announced today, as it was also announced that they are releasing dozens and dozens of quarantine Americans who were around patient zero in Dallas only after 21 days of observation. And as more flights come into the United States from West Africa with people exhibiting signs of Ebola, it's clear that there is an attempt to whitewash and cover up exactly what's happening. But before we get into that, I want to just point out that InfoWars.com, the nightly news, and everything we do here is about us trying to find out what's really happening, not coming at you with a preset agenda or view like the controlled left or controlled right and the state-run media does. I want to know what's really happening with Ebola. I want to know if there are things out there that could protect this country and protect my three children, just as you do. We're teleprompter-free here, ladies and gentlemen. This is about really doing the analysis, really talking to a wide spectrum of experts and not trusting the system. And that's the good news. There are several polls out just this week. Public confidence in the CDC nosedives, CBS News reports in a major poll. Another story, 64% believe America is out of control. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, America is getting more and more out of control. But the good news is when African leaders come out and say that this Ebola could be weaponized, people really aren't laughing anymore. In fact, we have an article on InfoWars.com that has a BBC video in it. Secret Project created weaponized Ebola in South Africa in the 1980s to be used against blacks to reduce their population. So the alternative media is now becoming the dominant media, and we go out and source real facts and what's already admitted, and the system calls us conspiracy theorists and attacks us in publications every day, and it has no effect other than boosting our credibility. The arrogant, dying dinosaur media still thinks that demonizing us is effective. It's not, ladies and gentlemen.
Alex Jones may sound crazy, but still has 300 million YouTube, he had 300 million people that have watched him on YouTube, and that sort of fringe, arch-conservative, deeply, I think, racist strain is being tapped into at crazy profit by people in the media.
Well, it is, and I think the point you just made is the key thing, at crazy profit. These folks are getting paid to be racist.
Now shifting to the potentially bad news, the breaking info, CNN Today, UN staffer dies of Ebola, monitoring ends for 43 in Texas. 43 people who came in contact with Ebola patient Thomas Eric Duncan are now officially cleared after not demonstrating any symptoms during a 21-day monitoring period. Here's the problem. The UN, on its own World Health Organization website and other mainline virology sites state the same fact, say that Ebola can easily live for 41 days in the body and 70 days in the semen in a man's testicles. So they are releasing people who are around this Ebola patient, and he's already infected two nurses, who could not exhibit signs for another 21 days. And this fits into the pattern of bringing in the West African flights when other nations ban it, when they're putting Ebola patients in regular hospitals. And the CDC told one of the nurses, doesn't matter if you're treating an Ebola patient and you've got fever, go ahead and fly, honey. This is part of a pattern of trying to let Ebola get a foothold in this country so the CDC, FEMA, and NORTHCOM can engage in a giant domestic power grab of medical tyranny. The feds have been buying millions of firearms, billions of bullets and other forms of ammunition. They've been buying huge armored vehicles and deploying them in every city and digging in for biological catastrophe. I don't know if this Ebola event is that. What I do know is they're making preparations while telling us that we shouldn't be prepared. Just like they tell us we shouldn't own guns, even though the highest crime rates are in Chicago, New York, and D.C., where they have an abolition of the individual's right to keep and bear arms. Well, I personally am getting prepared. I saw them take the guns in Katrina and raid the houses of people that had their own solar power and were high and dry. I witnessed people a few years ago with the hurricane that hit the East Coast begging for FEMA to help them and getting zero help for week after week after week. And who could forget that famous sign that FEMA hung on their door saying, we're closed because of bad weather. I'm not sitting back waiting for the government to come protect me and take care of me. They've shown time and time again they have very bad intent and bad will against the people, not goodwill. They want crises to get out of control so they can pose as the saviors.
and sell their toxic vaccines and other poisons as a solution. Well, I'm personally getting my body ready with plenty of sunshine, organic food, purified water. Myself and my family are taking high-quality colloidal silver from InfoWarsLife.com, the silver bullet. I'm taking Survival Shield X2, true nascent iodine, that I believe is even more important than things like colloidal silver. Because if you don't have iodine in your body, if you're deficient in it, you will die. It's something you've got to absolutely have. So governments keep lowering and lowering the allowance they claim that we need. This needs to be looked into, ladies and gentlemen. We've been investigating it. It's why I'm doing everything I can to boost my body's natural defenses and why I'm trying to warn people that they can't have confidence in the system. But at the same time, we shouldn't just sit here and wait for things to spiral out of control. None of this in the final equation is a silver bullet. Nothing is perfect. But just laying there and being horrified and watching mainstream media deceive us and scare us is not going to do a damn thing. We all need to get involved and do our own research. So don't stand behind us. Stand right beside us, looking at every angle of this, researching what's really happening, and understanding that there is clearly a cover-up going on with this Ebola situation. Now, I've said many times, I don't think this Ebola will probably really get out of hand here in the United States, even if the feds try everything they can to let it spread. But in Africa, the UN is saying it could be up to 1.4 million people or more that end up getting it. That is just an incredible number. What I'm really concerned about is the MRSA and the drug-resistant bacteria and the drug-immune TB that is spreading across this country, the flesh-eating bacteria. That's why it's essential for all of us going into this flu season to do our own research and find out that the H1N1 shot 5 years ago lowered people's immune systems and doubled their chances of getting the regular flu that was the big killer. That's why it's vital going into this winter that we all wash our hands and boost our immune systems however we can naturally. Well, that's it for this emergency Ebola news update alert. I'm Alex Jones signing off for this edition of InfoWars Nightly News. We don't have all the answers, but we know the feds and the globalists and the UN, the people caught doing secret lethal medical testing all over the world, we know that that's a group that we are certainly going to keep an eye on.
All right, that's Alex Jones' special report. I'm David Knight on this October 31st, 2014 edition. This is Halloween, and Alex is going to be joining us live. We had a report at the very beginning of the show, John Bowne's Killer Clowns report. If you haven't seen that, you need to see that. It's got some great visuals in it, and it's up on our YouTube channel now. Of course, this is Halloween, and I knew that this clown thing with the French and their mimes is going to break bad, but this is getting out of hand in France. Of course, there's a lot of other things behind that. And John breaks that down. Now, we also have up on the Drudge Report, one of our contest entrants actually made the paper in Illinois. They didn't report the fact that it was an InfoWars contest, but the man going around in a hazmat suit and an Obama mask hanging Ebola posters made the local news, and that made Drudge Report. So that's up on the Drudge Report. A man in Obama mask and a hazmat suit hangs Ebola posters across Chicago. And, of course, we have other breaking Ebola news. They're now scrubbed the information about how you can catch the Ebola from coughing and sneezing with the aerosol particles. That was up on the CDC website. That's now been scrubbed. They keep changing that information. They want to make sure that we don't have a panic, but this is going far, far beyond that. As a matter of fact, just look at this nurse who yesterday went for a ride in defiance of people's wishes and the requests of the Maine governor that she stay away from the public. She went for a bicycle ride, and she did that in defiance. And they didn't have a court order at the time. Now they do have a court order to keep her from doing that. Now, I think it's really amazing that a doctor, that a nurse would do this type of thing. But, of course, she also doesn't just have connections to Doctors Without Borders, which we just had a Doctor Without Borders doctor who had Ebola, who lied about the fact that he went around New York until they found his credit card records. He did not do self-quarantine. He did not put other people's interests first. He did not follow the maxim that doctors are supposed to follow, first do no harm. And, of course, neither is she. She has deep ties to the CDC, and we see with her that voluntary quarantine is not going to work. Why would she model this kind of dangerous behavior? The same questions that we had about Judge Jenkins in Dallas. Stay with us. Alex Jones is going to be live. We'll be right back.
I love a dark house. Inside is all the stuff you work so hard for. And I'm gonna rob you blind.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95 and there's free shipping. Go to faketv.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos, read the information they're compiled, and for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Everybody knows that today's loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows.
Well, it's All Saints Eve, or I guess they call it Halloween.
Everybody.
Shawin, Samhain, a lot of different names for it. The big occult holiday is upon us, and we are seeing all sorts of good things happening, all sorts of bad things happening, obviously. I had a family issue I had to deal with, so I'm here a little bit late. I was actually here once the show started, but I had to get ready. Appreciate David Knight filling in for me. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. And, of course, we also had some special reports that we premiered here. We have a lengthy special report that's about 20 minutes long that Rob Dew did that will air today if we have time, dealing with what's worse, what's more poisonous than the Halloween candy with the high fructose corn syrup filled with lead and mercury and more. So that's coming up. We also have Dr. Joseph Mercola, he's a medical doctor, but one of the leading, if not the leading voice out there, exposing what's happening with Big Pharma and more. He's going to give us his real take on the Ebola situation in the third hour today. We're going to cover a lot of other news, obviously, in the meantime. It was two, 3 days ago, back on October 29th, that listeners sent us a link to the CDC's website showing that in the last month they had gone from saying Ebola couldn't be airborne to saying it could be airborne. And then the New York Post and others picked it up within a few hours. So now Gateway Pundit's reporting today, CDC deletes Ebola page on how you can catch disease from coughing and sneezing. The Army's own manuals, the CDC, the World Health Organization, they're all on record saying it can travel 3 to 20 feet in hot weather, but that if it gets into cold weather, it can live weeks on surfaces, weeks, and travel miles. So that's the truth. And that's why people that have done research, the virologists, the epidemiologists, the experts we've had on, and I've done my own layman research of the medical reports out there because I've got three children, that if you get this flu season going with a bunch of compromised immune systems, that's why flu season is in the winter, because the virus can live longer in the cold, just like Ebola, and people aren't getting sun, so their immune systems aren't up, and they're all cooped up inside, and you run out of vitamin D because you're not in the sun within about 2 months of not having sun, and boom, you don't have vitamin D, you don't have vitamin B12, you get the flu. Well, if Ebola gets into the U.S. and starts spreading during the flu season, then you'll have people incubating it who don't know they have it, walking around for 40-plus days. It's now 40-plus days, not 21 in some cases. And it will spread very rapidly. That's why I'm concerned. Then you add the government lying about the whole thing and doing everything they can, like we reported last week in that special report you heard earlier. If you add into that equation the cold weather and the rest of it, and the government not responding properly and violating their own default to screen people at the border, to shut down the visas from West Africa, something all the African countries have done, something Europe has done, something the Middle East has done, something Asia has done, something Australia has done, something Colombia has done, something a bunch of Caribbean islands have done. You know why? Those Caribbean islands, the ones that have put the travel ban on, they're mainly black islands, and black folks know AIDS and Ebola is race-specific. So Caribbean islands run by black people are shutting down people coming in out of West Africa. And it's not because they don't like black people. It's because they don't want to die. Now, Ebola can kill white people, but it clearly, and I've had medical doctors on and scientists and former CIA and bioweapons treaty authors, it is race-specific. We can say that, and we can air a BBC, you know, a documentary that aired on the BBC, it was declassified in the mid-90s, that South Africa created airborne, race-specific Ebola for Africans. And our own Pentagon had to kill a bunch of monkeys in 89, where airborne Ebola started spreading in Virginia. Do I need to air the Nova special again or the BBC piece again? Because mainstream media attacks us and says we're making this up. We're not making any of this up. They're just preying on people's ignorance. Well, here's the problem. People aren't as ignorant as they used to be. So coming up, the latest on Ebola quickly. Then, early voting. Drudge reports Republicans have a 10% lead. We're going to be looking today and Sunday and then next week at how many of these are good libertarian-style Republicans and how many are neocon rhino Republicans. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2014 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. Waging war on corruption. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I will be here this Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time, as well as we go into election 2014, one of the most political elections we've ever seen, one of the dirtiest elections we've ever seen, incredible race baiting going on, and one of the most critically important we've ever seen, because even if a lot of these Republicans that are about to be voted in are globalist, the amount of anger and the major political realignment that this signifies, with early voting numbers coming out showing Republicans have a 10% lead, That's a big deal. We're going to be breaking that down coming up here in just a few minutes. First off, though, I don't want her within 3 feet of anyone. Governor threatens to arrest Ebola nurse after she defied quarantine to go for a bike ride and order pizza. So they're arresting people that defy quarantine in Africa. They're not bringing people into other African countries that have treated Ebola patients or who have it until they pass quarantine. But here, we can't do that. And this nurse, who it turns out worked for the CDC, is so arrogant and going on the news via Skype all over the place saying she'll do whatever she wants. What happens when other people come in contact with Ebola patients and perhaps have it, and then they decide to just run around? Why did this other nurse in Dallas treating Ebola patients get sick and call the CDC and they said, go ahead and fly? And then she had Ebola, and Lord knows what she did on that airplane. The stuff spreads through the air. The CDC admits that. National News pointed it out, so they pulled that off their website today. Maine governor vows to use full extent of authority on Ebola nurse. Maine governor LePage vowed last night to use the full extent of his authority in response to a nurse who has treated Ebola patients in Sierra Leone after she left her home in Maine and took a bicycle ride despite a quarantine order. LePage and his office had been in talks overnight Wednesday to work out a legal deal for the nurse who has tested negative for Ebola. Will spend the remaining time until November 10th, the period that the state has ordered her to remain at her home as she waits out the virus, minimum 21-day incubation period. Here's another headline out of France 24. Flu or Ebola? U.S. hospitals prepare for a confusing season. Yes, this is what's going to add to the panic. And then we have the confirmed reports from doctors and Border Patrol that people are being disappeared that appear to have Ebola. We don't know they have Ebola. What we know is they are being disappeared. The hospitals that we fingered will not respond, will not deny. What's that tell you? And we talked to the doctor that blew the whistle up in Missouri. He talks to the doctors at the and the nurses there at the Harry Truman Center, and they go, no, it's all true. You're absolutely right, but we're scared. And then at the hospitals that he runs, he's been totally ostracized. Doctors, nurses won't even talk to him. All because he did his Hippocratic Oath and said, hey, they're disappearing people in the middle of the night. And then we confirmed it from a major Dallas doctor. You add to that our exclusive story that a major shipping company is delivering with 18-wheelers, as we speak, from their cache on the East Coast, a $250,000, $1,000-plus dollar hazmat suits to the DFW area, Dallas-Fort Worth area. $250,000. $250,000. And they admit they've ordered over $1 million total. And then Obama comes out yesterday, and we played the clip twice, and says there may be more Ebola cases. Just get ready for that. So they're waiting till after the election to announce more Ebola cases. I think it's overwhelmingly clear. Or they may be able to cover it up with the people they've been snatching. But regardless of this being real Ebola or panicking by the government, it should be a news item that people are disappearing. That's the kind of thing you get a Pulitzer Prize for. Where's the New York Times? Where's the Washington Post? Well, the fire departments, the police departments around the country were told 2 months ago, do not use the word Ebola over the radio. Hospitals were told, don't tell anybody if there's an Ebola case. So see, that's how the secrecy begins. And then, oh, don't tell anybody we bring an Ebola patient here. And then the CDC puts out on their website, oh, yes, it is airborne up to 3 feet. They take that down. So what you have is a cover-up. We know a cover-up's going on. We know some of what they're covering up, but we're about an inch deep in what I think is a very, very deep reservoir that we have to swim down to the bottom of to find out what's happening. And I never claimed that we were the total cutting edge of so-called journalism. What I do is just go off research, analysis, and what's already known. what is publicly available public intelligence. Meanwhile, Breitbart's reporting Spanish intelligence has intercepted a plot to weaponize Ebola. Well, no kidding. I mean, what do you think ISIS and others are going to do? They're going to try to go into hospitals where people have Ebola, or they're going to try to go to these African countries, get sick, start incubating, and get on airplanes. But they don't need to, because we have the doctor in New York. We now, the police have said he's a liar, and that he did get on the subway in the most busy time of day, and he went to restaurants and bowling alleys and taxi cabs. Gee, oh, by the way, when he was sick, you're a medical doctor, you come back from Doctors Without Borders, an own CIA front, though they do some real work, some of the doctors in there aren't agents, and he returns back and then just starts racing around everywhere he can when he has a fever. And now they say he's moved into stage two. That's the bleeding and the rest of it. Ebola doctor lied about New York City travels, New York Post. That's according to the NYPD. So we're seeing a real pattern here of these nurses and doctors just running around doing whatever they want. Is there one nurse that isn't running around? Is there one doctor that isn't running around? Will we catch one of these doctors next to the playground spitting on the monkey bars where kids are swinging? It seems like they're going over the top to spread this. Or maybe they just don't care. Maybe they're just stupid. Maybe they're just dumb. Or maybe they're not really sick. Maybe this is a psyop. I mean, there's real Ebola in Africa. Clearly, it's a real disease. Clearly, there's mystery illnesses with hundreds of kids dying every month now, tens of hundreds on respirators, just all sorts of bizarre deaths all over the place. And the media is so controlled, like the three monkeys, see nothing, hear nothing, say nothing, that pretty much anything could go on. That's when I got concerned in January of this year, when in a two-month period I'd lost three family members, and the doctors and nurses at the big medical center there in Tyler, Texas, were telling me, no, it's some kind of mystery illness. It's a combination of resistant viruses and just regular bacteria that just can't be killed and all sorts of other weird stuff, and it's a cocktail, and there are just people dying all over the place, and we can't take more people, and all the other hospitals can't take more people. And you'd find little local news articles here and there around the country. Mystery illness causes four deaths at the hospital this week. Next week, mystery illness claims 10 more. Introvirus D68 or flu. How do you know what your child has? Flu questions of the week. Well, when you go into most doctor's offices now, this has happened to me repeatedly with pediatricians. I've gone to different places, and because the guy I had was really good, but he retired. And I'll say, yeah, my child has 101 fever and everything. I'll just kind of look down their throat and everything. Okay, here's some antibiotics. Here's a prescription. And I go, wait a minute. When I go to the clinic that I go to, because the guy's friends with my dad, well, it's a big clinic, but the owners are friends with my dad, so I know it's a good place. My dad said it was a great place, and it has been. I've been going there for like 15 years. They don't give me antibiotics. They make me cough in a cup, or they swab my leg when I had an infection, and then I had to wait a day in excruciating pain, and they called back and said, this is what it is. You've got two drug-resistant bacteria, one strep and one staph, and we're going to put you on two different hardcore antibiotics. Don't drink when you're on these. These will hurt your liver. But this stuff's so hard to knock out. Are you ready? You don't give people antibiotics, ladies and gentlemen, without testing and finding out. It's pointless when you got a virus. And people said, oh, it's racism that the first Ebola patient who knew he had Ebola and ran over here and gave it to people in Dallas, remember Jesse Jackson? No responsibility. It's just racism. You rob a bank, it's racism. You mug somebody, it's racism. Everything is somebody else's fault. Well, he went into the hospital, and they didn't even test him. They just said, oh, here's some antibiotics. And he had Ebola. But that wasn't, like Jesse Jackson said, because they were racist. It's because they're inept, and they don't care at most of these facilities. That's what's going on. And, you know, Jesse Jackson's right in a way. This Ebola patient, you know, patient zero, you notice he's the only one that's died. of all these white doctors they're bringing in here. Thomas Eric Duncan. That was his name. He's the only person that's died here of Ebola. 70% of people that get it die in Africa, sometimes 90%. But the only person that's died is a black guy. If I was the black folks out there, I would be really concerned about this Ebola. There have been a lot of white folks die from it. But if you look at the numbers, maybe 20%, which is still an incredible kill rate. But if you're black, in fact, we have a lot of new listeners, and people probably don't believe it. Will you queue up that documentary, and we'll show the article from the mid-90s when they declassified that they've developed airborne, weaponized Ebola and other race-specific bioweapons. And they have the doctors that did it, the heads of Project Coast, on there doing the interview. This is completely declassified. But I'm sick of hundreds of publications. CBS News, MSNBC, Salon, Raw Story, all of them. That's right, 60 Minutes even did a piece on it. Dr. Death and his accomplice. But let's go ahead and play this clip dealing with weaponized viruses and bacteria for black people. So let's just get this out in the open. This is going on. Here it is.
Harry was a wonderful fellow, mad as a hatter. He used to rock up in South Africa having flown intercontinental flights with a trousers pocket full of goodies in sealed vials that he claimed were new and wonderful organisms and could do the most wonderful things on earth.
Larry Ford had mutated cholera, typhoid, anthrax, botulism, bubonic plague, and had also come up with germs that he called kaffir-killing germs. Kaffir, as you may know, in Afrikaans, is the equivalent of the N-word. So these are germs that were specifically engineered to kill only black people.
In other words, an ethnic biological weapon. Had Project Coast really gone this far?
In the beginning, this idea of can we find a way to control the size of the black population was considered one of the most important areas of research. It got even more important over time as the size of the black population and the seriousness of the uprisings increased. So that's one reason why they got into genetic modification research, into is there a way to have contraceptives?
Let's play that part.
Somehow basically sterilize blacks without them knowing it, and kind of all kinds of what at the time, or in hindsight, seemed like pretty far out research.
There was some talk about an ethnic weapon Project Coast working on. It was called the Black Bomb.
That was great. Yeah, that was the most fun I've had in my life. That whole episode of the ethnic weapon was very well set out in court, in the court papers. What happened is we had the objective to synthesize a certain protein that was in sperm for contraceptive purposes. The objective was that if you could immunize a woman against sperm, then you would make her infertile. We were asked to do this by another country. We had a population explosion problem as part of an exchange of technology. They were giving us other stuff.
That's right, and you can go read those court documents. It's been in the BBC, it's been in Der Spiegel, it's mainly been in European papers in South African, but I remember watching hearings on it in Congress back in the mid-90s on C-SPAN. But it was Israel, the U.S., China was looking at it. Israel wanted to use it on the Arabs. The problem was about a third of the folks living in Israel are Arab Jews, or what you'd call actual precursor original Jews, you know, from Abraham and Isaac and all the rest of it that goes back to the same people. And so they had to back off of that because it had killed a third of the Jews in Israel. But this is all the type of stuff that's going on. Wouldn't kill Ashkenazi Jews, but it would have killed the Sephardic Jews, people like my late friend Aaron Russo, that kill him deader than a hammer. So when you say anti-Semitic, you can actually say it means being anti-Arab or anti-Jew, because that's where those folks come from. Now, the European derivation, and if you get into all that research, they'd have been just fine. The problem is so many of them have intermarried with Sephardic Jews, or what you'd call the original 12 tribes, I guess, that it would wipe those folks out. See, that's the problem with a race-specific bioweapon, because, yeah, you can create a bullet that'll kill 70, 90% of the black people, but it'll kill 23% of white people. See, we're too similar. But don't worry, they've gotten so much more high-tech now that they're working on that problem. They're working on that problem. And they put fluoride in everybody's water. They feed GMO to the white kids as well. The globalists can just get away with wiping out Africa because the governments are so corrupt. It's been colonial forever. It never got its freedom. And they've already gotten away with so much that that's where they're testing everything. But I will assure all the liberal white yuppies that will grab your shirt and say, you know what, there are too many black people. We need these abortuaries. I've had black and white liberals tell me that black people are bad, need to be gotten rid of. I've had black leaders on who said, yeah, of course, we've all heard that. That's the big, dirty, weird secret of the Democratic Party. Going back to Margaret Sanger recruiting blacks who would hate other blacks and help keep them down, dumb them down, steal their money, not get them funding. I mean, Al Sharpton's in the news, the FBI informant today, and Rangel and others saying it's, you know, slavery that the blacks vote Republican. No, the real slavery is that you think you own all the black people. And you won't tell them about race-specific bioweapons, Sharpton.
With all of the chaos in the news today about riots, financial bubbles, and pandemics, the time is now to stock up on your survival kits, emergency food, and water purification systems at endtimeswarehouse.com. Go there now and stock up on bioactive silver hydrosol from Sovereign Silver to support your immune system for all of its needs. Find everything you need to be prepared at endtimeswarehouse.com. Preparedness for the end times or anytime. endtimeswarehouse.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
What about saying I'm like the others? What about saying I'm like the others?
protest music. I was talking to Billy Corgan, Smashing Pumpkins fame this morning. He's got some new heavy songs coming out, and he's going to send them to us right before his album comes out. We're going to get to premiere some of them here. And on drums is Tommy Lee, so you know it's going to be good. Look for that coming up next week. And the reason that's important is there are so many people out there in Hollywood, rock stars, hip-hop, you name it, that are awake to what's going on, but so few, like Dave Mustaine or Billy Corgan, have the courage to come out and speak out about it. The reason I mentioned that is I was just texting him during the break. There is so much election news to get to. I'll open the phones up. I promise I want to take your calls ahead of Dr. Joseph Mercola joining us. But when you heard me playing one of the top medical doctors in the government of South Africa working with the U.S., China, Israel, and others to create race-specific bioweapons, you need to understand that this is very serious. And PNAC, back in 2000, the Project for American Century, chaired by Dick Cheney, put out a paper saying we should look at the development and use of these. That's all I'm trying to say is you can't trust the people on top of this medical system, not the average doctors or nurses. And the way to stop this type of tyranny is to not just shut up when they say shut up, is to not just be a coward when they're disappearing people out of the hospital. No, talk about it like the Border Patrol's done, reaching out to us, and doctors have reached out to us. And then we report it, and millions find out about it, but everybody else doesn't because no one else will cover it. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, DrudgeReport.com carried our story. And they had Democratic Party-run websites attack us and say the whack job Alex Jones, and terms like that, with thinly sourced articles, claims people are disappearing. Really, thinly sourced, the head of a hospital by name, naming the hospital where it happened. And then we're saying we have another medical doctor on record and a whole bunch more that don't want to be on air. And then the government's telling everybody shut up and don't talk about Ebola, and they're ordering millions of hazmat suits, and they're letting people with it travel around, and the border's open, and they're letting people fly in with it. I mean, something's obviously going on here. I mean, let me tell you something. You're black and you get this, you got a 70% chance of coming up with X's in your eyes. And I'm sorry that your leadership's run by the eugenics operation, but so's all the quote leadership. I'm just so sick of being called racist because I don't want to kill all the black people, or I don't want to forcibly inject all the girls in Guatemala and Mexico and Nicaragua and El Salvador with HPV that's known to reduce fertility and attack the ovaries on record. You're not going to hear Mecha and LaRaza because they're all on the globalist payroll. Look at their corporate funding. We don't have any of that corporate funding. They got 300, 400 corporate funders for groups that are like the Ku Klux Klan. Openly say, for our race, everything, for your race, nothing. We got the Democrats running around, the party of the Klan, saying it's racist if you don't vote Democrat. I mean, just what a joke. I'm going to cover that in the next hour ahead of your calls. Briefly, I'm taking my DNA force. My kids are taking their DNA force. This is what I believe is boosting my natural defenses the most. Go read the medical facts, the NutriMedical facts at InfoWarsLife.com. The actual patented facts on this, on a product where we can actually make claims, but I'm not going to make them on air. You go read what is on record, what they're patented, what they're proven to do, InfoWarsLife.com. The CoQ10, the BioPQQ, of the organic, super concentrated, nutraceutical level grade of that, and the secret sauce that comes in a week or two. I can't tell you what it is yet, but I'm taking it. And then we've got the silver bullet, InfoWarsLife.com, colloidal silver. And we've got the Mason Iodine X2 that I believe from my research is just as important as colloidal silver. And then we've got Super Mel Vitality, and I mix this up and I drink it. And it is absolutely amazing. InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you all for your support. We'll be back second hour.
GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
in the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operation.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative to destroy Planet TV.
You got
to
set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.